是。
谢谢牧师和会众和你们能够允许我邀请我再来到你们中间来向你们传讲神的话语。
You know, I was thinking about what today is.
我们想到今天是什么日子。
It's a new day to start a new year.
这是新的一天，新的一年的新的一天。
So happy new year to you.
Yeah, 新年好。
But in my prayer time, when the pastor asked me to speak on the first day of the year, I said, Lord, what do you want me to share?
在我祷告的时候，当我知道牧师邀请我来为大家分享信息，我就在问主说，主啊，你让我向他们传讲什么样的信息呢？
Many people, if not people today in this congregation, they make resolutions on things they're going to change, do or don't do in the coming year.
世上的人，不信耶稣的人，他们会说，我一个新年的一个新的志向，我要新年有一个新的决心，要做一些事情，或者是不做一些事情。
But I want to suggest a new resolution for you.
但是我要今天给你一个新的一个决心，要是不一样的。
While exercise is good,
锻炼身体是好的。
And maybe not doing something that you're not supposed to do is good.
不应该做，不要做那些你不应该做的事情也是对的。
Or maybe establishing a relationship with one that's broken.
重新把你破坏的关系恢复也是重要的。
Or whatever you're resolving to change in 23,
不管你是决心要在新的一年有什么样的改变。
Let me suggest a new one.
但是我要今天介绍一个新的你的应该改变的事情。
I know we just have a short time this morning.
我知道时间不多今天早晨。
But I want us to start this new resolve.
但是我要开始是新的这个一个决定决心。
To start the year by thinking about what we believe.
要让我们重新来思考我们应该相信什么。
It's important to start the year with what you believe every day.
这是很重要的，让我们每一天都能够思考你要相信的是什么。
I believe that a constant remembering of what we believe matters because it protects us from falling into error.
我相信这每一天能够不断的被提醒我们相信的是什么是很重要的，是我们可以不会偏离我们的信心。
So both the false teacher and the secular humorist, they rely on our biblical ignorance.
这些错误的教导和不正确的一些信仰，会他们是在攻击我们的，是让我们脱离我们的信仰。
As you go through 23, these seven things I want you to remember day by day by day.
如果你们把今天这个三七点信仰的核心，你们每一天都在复习，都在被提醒。
Things that you believe in. Let me give you an example.
我给你们一些例子，你们常常相信的一些事情。
You can believe that one car maker is better than the next car.
你可能相信这个车比那个车好。
There's been a battle about the Ford and the Chevy car my whole life.
在历史上，在他的人生中，这个 Chevy 那个 car， 雪佛兰 car 和福特车，他们。大家会争论说哪个车更好。
Some believe Chevy's better than Ford.
一些人说，那个雪佛莱车比福特车好。
But some believe that Ford's better than Chevy.
那些人呢说福特车比雪佛莱好。
But why do they believe that?
为什么他们会比例相信这些事情呢？相信呢
？Personal preference.
因为个人是喜欢 个人的爱好。
So the things we're going to talk about today are not personal preference.
但是今天我要给大家讲的不是一个个人的喜好，你个人的选择。
They're established truths according to the Bible.
今天你们只要相信的是根据在圣经中被建立起来的真理。
This is not my opinion.
这不是 我个人的一个意见。
This is not my good idea.
这也不是我个人的一个好的主意。
I have been living for Jesus now for 52 years.
我已经为主而活52年的时间。
And I can tell you, I find him faithful every day.
我可以确信地告诉你，我52年的时间，每一天他都是信实的。
I know what he did to my life in 1970.
我知道在1970年年代，他是在我的生命中做了什么样的大功。
Even though I had a religious background, I had no relationship.
虽然那个时候我也去教堂，但是我没有跟耶稣基督有一个个人的关系。
But when I met Jesus,
但是我当我遇见了耶稣基督，
this whole mind changed.
我的整个的这个人生，整个的心思意念被改变了。
I now had to believe what the Bible said.
我坚信圣经所说的。
So there's no man opinion here.
在这个圣经里面没有人的意见。
There's only the word of God.
这是神的话语。
True and faithful for centuries.
真实的，从历史历代以来，印证它是真实的。它是可信的。
So it's given us a foundation by which we believe.
圣经是给我们信心的基石。
You know, there's a broken generation we're living in.
啊，我们知道今天啊是一个啊破碎的一个啊新的一代。
If you know, if you study anything about politics, you know it's dark.
啊，当然你要今天你要学习啊，你要了解一些啊美国的政治。你就知道是什么样的是败坏。
My foundation's not in Washington or in anything but the Word of God.
但是我的基石不是在华盛顿那些政客里面他们的意见，而是在神的话语里。
So let me just quote a couple scriptures for you this morning, because we'll be ending in a little bit.
那我们来选择一些圣经来给大家。
Let me remind you in 1 Peter who we are.
那我们来看一看，从第一彼得前书来找到我们自己是谁。
It says, "But you are a chosen people."
彼得前书说，你们是被拣选的族类
，a royal priesthood，
有君尊的祭祀。
A holy nation,
是圣洁的国度，
God's special possession,
是属神的子民，
that you might declare,
叫你们宣扬
the praises of him,
那出招你们出黑暗，
who called us out of darkness,
招你们出黑暗，
into his wonderful light,
入光明者的美德。
We don't live in darkness anymore.
我们不需要再活在黑暗中了。
If Jesus is Lord of your life,
如果耶稣基督是你的生命的主，
1 Peter 2:9 says,
彼得后书第二章第九节说，
We're a chosen people.
你们是被拣选的族类。
We're called into a new family.
你们是被拣选进入一个新的家庭。
And because of that, we need to start thinking like a new family.
因为这样，我们应该让我们的思想成为是一个新的家庭的思想。
I can tell you this.
我可以告诉你是这样。
The things that I thought about over 50 years ago.
五十年前我想的那些东西，我思想的那些东西。
The sin and shame that was in my life 50 years ago.
罪和羞愧的那些东西。
I'm not thinking about those things today.
我不再思想那些东西了。
And there's a reason why.
这有原因的。
I'm a new creation.
因为我是新造的人。
When you become a new creation, you think differently.
当你是一个新造的人的时候，你的思想意念是新造的，你想的是新的神的东西了。
So your actions take on a now a representation of a godliness.
说你的 你的行动也啊，
your behavior takes on a representation of godliness.
Okay, 你的行动就会表现出来是神的啊，属神的子民是敬虔的生命的一个表达。
So, here's several things that we need to believe for 23.
这里是有几点我们要相信的，或为了2023年。
We believe in God the Father.
好，我们呢，我们来看一下，我信上帝。
John 1:1，
约翰福音第一章第一节。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
The Word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
So if what we're going to do in 2023,
如果你要想要做的在2023年想要做的事情
is have a new mindset of where we're going,
是有这样的一个新的思想来指导你你要去哪里
and how we're going to get there,
如何达到那里
we need to remember who's called us to that direction.
我们要不要忘记是谁来选召我们去那个方向
The maker of heaven and earth
选召我们的是创造天地万物的主
called you and I to receive his son
选召你和我成为他的儿女
that through that son
借着耶稣基督他的独生儿子
we would have life eternal
我们将有永远的生命
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says
以弗所书第一章第三节说
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
So we have a Father that loves us like a family.
我们有一个父亲天父爱我们像一个地上的父亲爱我们一样。
So the foundation for our belief for 2023 should we believe in God the Father.
我们所有信仰的基石是我们相信天上的父神。
So building up the foundation, what's our next belief?
在这个基础上我们建立起来下一个是
We believe in God the Father, now we believe in Jesus Christ.
那接着我们要一定要相信耶稣基督。
You know, the Bible says that even the demons believe in God.
圣经讲到说，即使是魔鬼也相信耶稣基督是神。
And they tremble.
但是他们却是恐惧战惊。
So it's not just enough to have the foundation of a belief in a God.
所以只是相信天父作为我们的基石还是不够的。
When you add that layer on that foundation that you believe in Jesus.
但是如果我们加上耶稣基督在这个天父的基石上面。
So what did Jesus do for us?
耶稣基督为我们做了什么呢?
This is why it's important to start the mindset of 2023.
这个是很重要的，让你的心思意念被改变，在新的一年2023年被改变一个很重要的你的
John chapter 14 verse 6 says,
约翰福音第十四章第十三节说道
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路真理生命。若不借着
No one comes to the Father but through me.
若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
So think about it for a minute.
让我们一起来思考一下。
If you just have the foundation of the Father,
如果你只有这个天父的这个基础
in mind only, and just in your mind, The Father sent His Son to be the means to get you to the next level.
天父差派他的儿子来到你们里面，来到你中间，使你。
Okay, so Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me."
Yeah, 耶稣基督说，我是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
We know the everybody knows John 3:16.
我们知道每个人都知道约翰福音3章16节
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
I believe in the Father now.
我相信。
I believe in Jesus Christ.
天父，我相信耶稣基督。
I have eternal life.
我有永生。
Now what do I need in my life on this side of heaven?
但是我们要 what is, I'm sorry.
What do I need in my life on this side of heaven?
那我们在今在这这个在这个天在天堂的这个世界这一端我们应该怎么样行呢
？I need the power of the Holy Spirit.
我需要的是圣灵的能力。
The Holy Spirit does several things in our lives.
圣灵在我们生命中做几件事情。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 says,
马太福音第三章。
John's talking.
约翰说。
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
我是用圣灵，我是用水给你们施洗，让你能够悔改。
But he who's coming after me is mightier than I.
但是他在我以后来那一位比我更有能力更大。
And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
他会用圣灵与火为你们施洗。
So when we become believers, we receive the power of God, which is the third person of the Trinity.
当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就接受，我们就领受了圣灵是第三个位格，三位的第三个位格。
And that's to give us the strength we need to walk in holiness as righteousness, as Peter says, a royal generation.
圣灵给我们能力，使我们可以把这个我们的身份圣洁的祭祀的身份活出来。
The Holy Spirit is a seal.
圣灵是一个印记。
When I got married, I gave one of these to my wife.
当我跟我太太结婚的时候，我把这个一个指环送给。
She gave one of these to me.
她也送这个戒指给我。
In the Greek, the seal of the Holy Spirit is a promise.
在希腊文里边，这个印记是一个应许。
That's what that represents, a promise. I promise to be faithful to my wife.
这个戒指是一个应许，我应许我的太太，我会对她忠心。
So the Holy Spirit seals us into the presence of the Father.
圣灵把我们这个印记使我们是属于天父的。
You can look this up, but Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 says, For we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is our inheritance until the future.
就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
The until there is referring to when we get to heaven.
这个只等到是讲到是当我们在回到天家的时候。
So we've been sealed because we are now part of the family of God into the Holy Spirit.
我们已经被盖上了印记，是因为我们属于神的家的。
He is our power and strength to walk in holiness and righteousness.
他是我们的能力也是我们的印记，让我们能够在这个世上可以来为他而活。
Romans chapter 8 says he's also our power.
罗马书第八章也讲到说他是我们的能力。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
I am a child of God.
我是神的儿女。
I'm a son of God.
我是神的儿子。
Because he sealed me with the power of the Holy Spirit.
是因为他给我圣灵为印记，
And I am waiting to go to the presence of the Father when he takes me home.
我在这里等候着天父把我带回到天家。
But I want to encourage you that all of Paul's writings were this.
但是我要鼓励你们，如果保罗所有的所写的只是这些。
It is Christ plus nothing.
如果只是这些的话，就是耶稣基督，但是加上的是
什么都不是。I didn't earn anything.
我没有去。
It's all a free gift.
我没有去是由于我做什么，是我得到这个永生，是完全的免费的礼物。
Now he wants us to be obedient, but our obedience just gets a well done, good and faithful servant.
天父让我们去顺服他，但是我们顺服他只是能够让我们得到他的奖赏，他的称赞是忠心良善的仆人。
Okay, so we believe in God the Father.
我们相信耶稣天父。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
我们相信耶稣基督。
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
我们相信圣灵。
The Holy Spirit has sealed us.
圣灵使我们得印记。
He's given us power.
他给我们能力。
To live godly lives.
过敬虔的生活。
To think godly thoughts.
能够让我们的思想意念是符合神的心意的。
To have our minds changed by His power through the Word.
使我们的思想意念被改变。
And He's our helper.
他是我们的帮助。
I need him every day.
我每天都需要他。
From sun up,
从太阳升起来
to the time I go to bed,
到我们睡觉，到我睡觉。
I need him to keep my mind out of the gutter.
我需要他来把我的保守我的心思意念从这个世上的这些污秽里边。
I need him to help me make godly decisions.In that 24-hour span,
我希望他来帮助我做正确的选择，在这24小时里面。
And to this day,
到今天为止
he's never failed me.
他从来没有让我
The only failure has been in my own life.
耶稣基督从来没有让我失望。The only, 我只是失败的只是我自己。
He'll help you get out of whatever problem.
他会帮助我从任何的一个困境中走出来。
Whatever issue,
他不管什么样的问题
you have in your life today,
如果你今天你面对的你的生命
He will help you through it to the glory of God.
他会帮助你走出来。
The one last thing that the Holy Spirit does for us,
最后一个圣灵帮助我们的是
We believe,
我们相信
we have new life.
我们会有一个新的生命。
Who has new life here? Show your hands.
你们有没有新的生命的人举起手来。
Where did you get new life?
你们从哪里得到了新的生命呢？
You got it because God loves you and cares for you and sent the Holy Spirit to fill you.
你得到新的生命是因为神爱你，神照顾你，神把圣灵赐给你。
So just a quick recap for a minute. We believe in God the Father.
我们相信天父。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
我们相信耶稣基督。
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
我们相信圣灵。
He's given us new life.
圣灵赐给我们新的生命。
And we believe in the crucifixion.
我们相信耶稣基督的为我们钉十字架。
Without the crucifixion,
没有如果没有十字架的大爱
we have no forgiveness of sin.
我们就没有罪得赦免。
You do know there were many, many, many people crucified in Rome.
你们会知道，你们可能知道，当年许多许多人被钉十字架。
But there was only one perfect sacrifice to be crucified.
但是这只有一个是一个人他是完美的人
and,
他被钉十字架。
And why that's important?
为什么这个很重要呢?
Because way back in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15,
因为我们回到 创世纪第三章第十五节
God promised to send a serpent slayer.
神应许说他会差派一个这个蛇的这个把蛇打败的人。
And God chose the method of crucifixion to offer up his son.
天父选择了这样的方法，让他的独生子死在十字架上。
But if we just had a crucifixion, what would we have?
如果我们只有钉十字架，我们能有什么呢？
We believe in God the Father.
我们相信天父。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
我们相信耶稣基督。
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
我们相信圣灵。
Given us new life.
赐给我们新的生命。
Through the resurrection.
借着从死里复活。
Through a perfect lamb.
借着一个神的羔羊，完美的羔羊。
But the key to all of it is.
对我们来所有的人最重要的是。
The resurrection.
这个神耶稣基督的复活。
Do you know?
你知道吗？
All religions.
所有的宗教。
Are basically the same.
就大概都是一样的。
They have a God.
他们有一个神。
They have a creed.
他们有一个有教条。
They have some things particular to those creeds.
他们有一些事情特别要遵守的一些教条。
But the resurrection is the differentiator between the God of the Bible and the rest of the world.
复活是把我们的信，我们所信的圣经中所向我们启示的神和其他所有的宗教区分开来的一个最重要的分水岭。
So we believe in God the Father.
我们相信天父。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
我们相信。
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
我们相信圣灵。
He gave us new life.
他赐给我们新的生命。
We believe in the crucifixion.
我们相信他为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
And through that crucifixion, we have conquered death.
借着他的死，我们借着他的复活，我们胜过了死亡。
I'll take 1 second and tell you a little bit of my story.
我会花一点时间。讲我自己的一个故事。
12 years of Catholic schooling.
我们12年我12年是在一个天主教的学校上学。
And I cried myself to sleep every night.
我每一个晚上我都流泪来痛哭来进入睡眠。
Because I didn't want to die.
因为我惧怕死亡，我不要死。
Because I knew I was going to hell.
我知道我如果今天晚上死去，我会下到地狱里边去。
I believe he conquered death.
我相信耶稣基督胜过了死亡。
And the resurrection,
他的复活
assures me,
给我一个确据
that when I die,
当我死亡的时候
I will be welcomed into the presence of the Father.
我会被天父欢迎到他的天家。
Only because of what Jesus did for me on Calvary.
仅仅是因为只是因为耶稣基督在十字架上他的为我成就的。
The empty tomb is the proof.
这个空坟墓是一个证据。
That we can make 2023 a new year for his glory.
我们可以使2023年是一个新的一年，为了耶稣基督的荣耀，为了天父的荣耀。
An empty tomb says everything.
一个空坟墓表达了很多东西，所有的东西。
It validates all that God has promised from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation.
是耶稣基督，是天父从创世纪到启示录，所有的应许都是有效的，都是这个可信的。
There is one more thing that we need to believe. Let me rehearse them for you while we
close. 最后一件事情。是我们要相信的。
We believe in God the Father.
我们相信天父。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督。
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
我们相信圣灵。
Who gives new life.
他赐给我们新的生命。
We believe in the crucifixion and the resurrection.
我们相信神在十字架上为我受害和 从死里复活。
The peace I'm going to tell you is something we usually forget about.
那个平安，我今天要告诉你的是很多人啊，我们常常被忘记。
But once you start remembering it,
当你开始来啊思想的时候
it'll affect your actions in your life every day.
它会开始影响你的生活，每一天都会影响你的生活。
He's coming back again.
这个最重要的一个最后一点是。他还会再来
and he's coming back to a people.
他再来到一个一群人中间
It says without spot or blemish.
他是啊没有啊没有啊这个污点的
And it says he's coming back to a bride.
耶稣基督来到他的心腹
that is making herself ready.
啊。让他的心腹啊预备好了。
So 2023 should be the year that we remember every day.
2023年啊，应该是这样的一年，我们应该记住，每一天都要记住。
That he's coming back.
每天都要记住什么呢？ And he's, 要记住他要回来，他要再来。
And he's coming back for you and I.
他。耶稣基督回来是为什么呢？他是为了你，也为了我。
And he's coming back to a bride.
他为了他的心腹而回来。
That is making herself ready.
他要让他的心腹把自己预备好了。
If you just are a casual reader of the book of Revelations.
如果你只是浏览一下启示录。
One phrase stands out several times throughout the chapters.
一个词句啊，从启示录就会跳出来。
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
就是
He's coming back.
主，我愿你再来。
And these several things have been on my mind for years since I've been a believer.
这几件事情一直在我这么多年的信仰生活中。
So in 2023,
在2023年,
you can start a new mindset.
你可以开始一个新的一个新的一个决心，新的一个意向。
You can start each day by remembering we believe in God the Father.
你可以开始每一天用我相信天父来开始。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
用每一天来相信耶稣基督来开始。
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
相信圣灵
who gave us new life.
他赐给我们新的生命。
We believe in the resurrection,
相信死里复活。
And we believe that he conquered death,
相信他胜过了死亡。
But the key to all of it to make it work in the coming year,
这个所有的这最关键的让这个新的一年能够有效的最关键的点是什么呢
is a constant reminder that he's coming back again.
最关键的是你要常常的被提醒耶稣基督他会再来的。
So I only hope that it has encouraged me and I hope it encourages you because I want 23 to be a year to the glory of God.
所以我也鼓励我自己也鼓励你们所以2023年成为每一天都能够荣耀神的名。
Ready to pray?
Yeah,
sure. Father, in Jesus' precious name,
天父，我们耶稣基督的圣名。
Thank you for the privilege of sharing your word.
谢谢你，我能够有这样。